his chains with bleeding stripes. Paul and Silas prayed that night, and in their pain began to sing. Their chains were loosed and they were free. They sang, I bless your name. Oh, I bless your name. I give you honor. I give truth and the way. Oh, I bless your name. Some midnight hour, if you should find you in a prison in your mind, reach out and praise. Defy those chains and they will fall in Jesus' name. Just sing, I bless your name. I bless your name. I give you honor. I give you praise. You are the light, the truth, the way. Bless your name. So if you find that in your life you're in a midst of time so hard, reach out by faith. Defy heights unknown, and you will find you're not alone. Just sing, I bless your name. I bless your name. I bless your name. Oh, I give you honor. I give you praise. Truth and the way. Oh, I bless your name.
Yes, Lord Jesus, this morning we bless your name, O God. Oh, we glorify that name, Jesus. We esteem it so high. Oh, Lord, we thank you for giving us yet another new week, Lord. Oh, we bless you, Lord Jesus. Father, we thank you that even as the day broke, Lord, oh, with the rising of the sun, oh God, with your breath of life giving us life, Lord. Father, we found it so good, Lord, to be in your house, Lord. So, Father, we want to commit ourselves, Lord, into your hands this hour. Lord, the purpose for which, oh God, oh, you stir up our hearts, Lord, to be here this morning. Father, help us, oh Lord, to receive in abundance, Lord, the purpose for it, oh God. And Father, even as we start it off with the Sunday schools for the children upstairs and we here, oh Lord, we ask, oh God, that the Holy Spirit, Lord, the altar of the word will sweep over his own word of God and make it a living bread unto us. As Father, we humble ourselves now and sit at your feet, Lord. Father, speak, Lord. In Jesus' name, Lord, we pray. Amen. God richly bless you for coming. As we are standing, we will quickly turn to the reading of the word. As you all know, we are looking at the Elijah of Malachi 4, 5 and 6. Amen. And we looking at this scripture, the first thing is we got to know who John the Baptist is. And that's what we started some 2 weeks ago. So today we will still continue. And so we will turn to Isaiah 40. Reading from the third verse to the fifth verse. And then we will read Malachi 3:1. First scripture, Isaiah 40:3-5. Yeah, good. The voice of him that crieth in the wilderness, prepare, watch that word, prepare ye the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. For every valley shall be exalted, and every mountain and hill shall be made low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough places plain. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. Amen. And our second reading, Malachi 3:1. So says, behold, I will send my messenger, and he shall prepare. That same word again. He shall prepare the way before me. And the Lord, whom ye seek, shall suddenly come to his temple, even the messenger of the covenant, whom ye delight in. Behold, he shall come, saith the Lord of hosts. Amen. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word, O God. Lord, we know how your word, Lord Jesus, is hidden. It's a mystery. And Lord, it takes your prophets, O God, to unveil, Lord, the mysteries that are behind your word, O God. And Father, we thank you that in this our time, Lord, we've had a prophet of God to open our eyes, oh, through the power of the Holy Ghost, Lord Jesus. And Father, as we sit at your feet, Lord, help us, O God, to do it that way, O Lord, according to what the Holy Spirit has taught us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Shall we be seated? Yeah, there's a question on the mind of people that John the Baptist is Malachi 4. Yes, he's part of it, but not all. But they are making John the Baptist, our good John the Baptist, a powerful man, amen, that God sent. There is this question about it. And our prophet William Branham, that it's becoming some issue. But one thing is that any Bible question must have a Bible answer. So that's exactly what we want to the Bible to give us, what the answer to this. Amen. The prophet said something. He said, God always sends a forerunning. God always sends a forerunning before some great event. He always send a forerunning. So that means God will surely send a forerunner to announce the coming of a savior. Amen. Salvation to the people. It is a great event. Praise the Lord. And that forerunner would come to get the people prepared for it, you see. To recognize it, to catch it, Amen. He will send a forerunner to announce the coming of such a great event. And God will also send a forerunner to warn the people of a coming wrath of God as a judgment. Amen. He will send a forerunner also to the people before a coming of a wrath of God, which is judgment upon the earth, because that's also a great event. So he had to send a forerunner. Amen. A coming judgment. So we see that, brethren, we have a just and a merciful God who will never judge a people without first what? Warning them. See, as the prophet said, God doesn't call man to judgment without first warning him. Amen. And we can see, for example, the good old Noah was a forerunner who was sent to warn the people before the great flood that came and destroyed the first world. See, he sent someone to warn the people to change their ways. Praise the Lord. And this second world in which we live in now also, there is coming a great what? A great event. Praise the Lord. Because according to the word of God, the heavens and the earth which are now are kept in store, reserved unto fire. Against what? Against the day of judgment. Amen. And so believe it, my brother. Believe it, my sister. Surely God had to send a forerunner. Amen. So, before, that's what he said, before the dreadful great, before the great and dreadful day of the Lord, I will send what? I will send a messenger. You see, I like this quote all the time, which is in the message of Hebrews. The prophet said, listen to this. Why there had to be forerunner even in this our time also. Praise the Lord. He said, listen to this. I'm reading from the message of Hebrews. He said, listen to this. If God doesn't act the same when the same circumstances arise, then God is guilty of being partial to his people. If God sent a forerunner to warn the people in Noah's day, why wouldn't he do the same thing also for us? That's what the prophet is saying here. That if God doesn't act the same when the same circumstances arise, then God is guilty of being partial to his people. And brethren, are we not seeing the same circumstances of the first world in this second world? Are we not seeing it? Even worse, because we have Noah's day and we have Lot's day. See? So the prophet went on to say, God's sovereignty demands him, see, to work in every case like he did in the first case, or he is wrong. He was wrong when he worked in the first case. If God doesn't act in the same way he did in the first case, if he will act different to the second case, then he acted wrong when he acted in the first case. And God can never be wrong. Amen. You see, in the message book, The Resurrection of Lazarus, the prophet said, before God does anything, he always sends mercy. He always sends mercy before judgment. He always sends a warning. And when men won't heed the warning, there's one thing left. That's judgment. Amen. So this morning, looking at the two scriptures we've just read, the voice of him that crieth in the wilderness, wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. And then I will send my messenger, and he shall prepare the way before me. These are what? Prophecies from two different prophets. Amen. And the prophecy before us now is speaking about the same what? Forerunner, the same messenger. To prepare. Amen. And we know that prophecy of came to the old time not by the will of man, but as what? The holy men of God speak as they were led by what? The power of the Holy Ghost. So it wasn't man that gave these prophecies. It's God himself speaking through his prophets. Amen. So let us now look at John the Baptist. Amen. Let's look at John the Baptist. How it all began. When after these prophecies, we want to see whether these prophecies were confirmed. And we can first take Luke 1, and read from verse 13. The prophets have prophesied, even that of Elijah, according to the prophet, about 710 years, when that prophecy from Isaiah, amen. So let's see, Luke 1, reading from 13. But the angel said unto him, fear not, Zacharias, for thy prayer is heard, and thy wife Elizabeth shall bear thee a son, and thou shalt call his name John. And thou shalt have joy and gladness, and many shall rejoice at his birth. 15, for he shall be great in the sight of the Lord. Yes, he shall be great in the sight of the Lord, and shall drink neither wine nor strong drink, and he shall be filled with the Holy Ghost, even from his mother's womb. My, amen. Verse 16, and many of the children, now listen closely, and many of the children of Israel shall he turn to the Lord their God. Verse 17, watch. And he shall go before him in the spirit and power of Elias to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children. This is God's message. Come down. That this is that messenger, that child you are going to give birth called John, who we should name John, this is what he's going to do. To turn the hearts of the fathers to the children. And the disobedient to the wisdom of the just. To make ready a people prepared for the Lord. Amen. That is it. That's what God spoke about, what? The child that was going to be born, that will be named John. Amen. Now, let's look at our next scripture, Matthew 3. Now the child has been born. He has been named John. So where is he? Let's look at Matthew 3, 1 to 3. In those days came John the Baptist preaching in the wilderness of Judea and saying, repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. For this is he that was spoken of by the prophet Isaiah, saying, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare. You see. Prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path what? Straight. Amen. John himself was telling the people that what you are seeing is what? The prophecy of Joel. Amen. That is being fulfilled now as I'm standing before you. To prepare the way of the Lord. And make a people ready for him. Amen. Let's look at our next scripture quickly. Luke 3, the same 3, Oh no, this is Matthew, Luke 3, verse 2 to 6. Yes, scripture needs to answer this question, and we are looking at scriptures. Amen. Luke 3, 2 to 6. Now, whilst he was there in the wilderness preaching, what happened? The high priests themselves, Annas and Caiaphas. Let's read. Annas and Caiaphas, being the high priests, the word of God came unto John, the son of Zechariah, in the wilderness. And he came into the country about Jordan, preaching baptism of repentance for the remission of sins. As it is written, okay, let us, we should have read John 1 first. Okay, let's go to John 1 first. John 1, 19, before we come to this Luke 3, 2, 9. John 1, 19, yeah. And this is the record of John, when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who art thou?" And he confessed and denied not, but confessed, "I am not the Christ." And they asked him, "What then? Art thou Elias?" And he saith, "I'm not." "Art thou that prophet?" And he answered, "No." Then said they unto him, "Who art thou, that we may give answer to them that sent us? What sayest thou of thyself?" And he said, "I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness, make straight the way of the Lord, Amen. Amen." As said the prophet Isaiah. You see, and then the high priests themselves, they also came. And then request. They sent, they brought the report, they themselves also went to be what? To hear from his mouth. That's what we were reading in Luke, you see. And Luke, let's go back to Luke 3. Reading from 4. So, there also it was made to the high priest, that as it is written in the book of the word. We are in Luke 3, verse 4. As it is written in the book of the word of Isaiah the prophet, saying, "The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path straight." You see, every valley shall be filled, every mountain and hill shall be brought low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough ways shall be made smooth, and all flesh shall see the salvation of God. And so you could see that all these scriptures, when the prophecy of Isaiah and Malachi, it was fulfilled when an angel from God came to the priest Zacharias that your wife Elizabeth is going to have a child. Name him John, and he is going to do what? Prepare the way of the Lord. Praise the Lord. And turn the hearts of the fathers to the children. Amen. And then John went, grew up. Even according to, he was 9 years when he went to the wilderness. 9 years. And started doing the prophecy about him. Amen. People went to ask him, who are you? He said, "I am the voice that Isaiah prophesied." The chief priest sent people to go and ask him. He repeated, "I am the fulfillment of Isaiah's prophecy." The chief priests themselves went, he confirmed it. Amen. So, now, Jesus also was born. Amen. And according to the Bible, Jesus came to John the Baptist to be baptized. Actually, to be washed, because he was a lamb. And the lamb has to be washed before the sacrifice. You see. So let's look at Matthew 3, verse 11 to 17. When Jesus also came to be baptized. Now, all along, John had been preaching that his baptism is what? His baptism was actually for repentance and remission of sin. Okay. Matthew 3, verse 11. He said, John himself speaking here. He said, I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance. But he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoe I am not worthy to bear. And he shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Verse 12, whose fan is in his hand, and he will thoroughly purge his floor and gather his wheat into the garner. But he will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire. You see. When he was preaching this way, then verse 13, he said, then cometh Jesus from Galilee to Jordan. You see, he was preaching. Pointing to whom? Pointing to the one, the purpose why he came. Pointing, see, turning the hearts of what? The fathers who were holding the old time law, you see, he himself was a child. Amen. And Jesus also. See, turning their hearts to what is coming. Grace. Praise the Lord. So turning the hearts of the fathers to the message of the children now. From the law to grace. So you see that John was pointing or preaching that there is someone coming who is mightier than I, even his shoes, I'm not worthy to lose. I baptize you with what? Water. But he will baptize you with the Holy Ghost and fire. Hallelujah. Amen. See, turning their hearts to what? To the children, the fathers. Please leave that old law of Moses. Praise the Lord. Then cometh Jesus from Galilee to Jordan unto John, and he baptized to be baptized. But John forbade him, saying, I have need to baptize of thee. Thou comest thou to me? You should baptize me. See. But you know, John already has the baptism of the Holy Ghost. From the mother's womb. Amen. And Jesus answering said unto him, suffer it to be so now, for thus it becometh us to fulfill all righteousness. Amen. Then he suffered him. He really, pressed on him, do it. See, he suffered him to do it. Amen. And Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straight away out of the water, and lo, the heavens were opened unto him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove with lightning upon him. And lo, a voice from heaven saying, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Amen. After these things, came Jesus and his disciples into the land of Judea, and there he tarried with them and baptized. You see. So now, John had the one that he is supposed to prepare the way has come. Amen. Now let's go on. Let's turn to John 3, reading from verse 26. John's disciples, they told John, the man that came here, you baptized. He's also baptized, and a lot of people are going to him. Amen. Now let's read and see something here. And they came unto John and said unto him, as the disciples, Rabbi, he that was with thee beyond Jordan, to whom thou bearest witness, behold, the same baptizeth, and all men come to him. Amen. And John answered and said, a man can receive nothing except it be given him from heaven. Amen. Ye yourself bear me witness that I said, I am not the Christ, but that I am sent before him. Amen. He that hath the bride, oh yes, sir, is the bridegroom. See, but the friend of the bridegroom, see, he's talking about himself. See, but the friend of the bridegroom, which standeth and heareth him, rejoiceth greatly because of the bridegroom's voice. See, this my joy, therefore, is fulfilled. My joy is fulfilled. And then verse 30, take notice of that. He said, he must increase, but I must decrease. Amen. His word, his mission is coming to an end. Amen. It's coming to an end. So now he has to go at the backside. See, for Jesus to be what? To be portrayed. See. So John himself knew that he had finished his course, that he had fulfilled the purpose for which he was sent. Amen. So, our time. Let's just see whether we can read this one quickly before we go. Amen. So now, we all know it happened one time. John now was what? His mission is finished. So, something happened, and he was what? Imprisoned. Waiting to be what? Executed. And we all know how it was. Yes. You see. John felt probably Jesus should have come and what? Save him from the hands of Herod. You see. So he sent two of his disciples to go and ask Jesus, to inquire from him, that art thou he that should come, or do we look for another? You see. So the disciples came to Jesus to ask him. We have been sent from our master John the Baptist. So Matthew 11 verse 4. Let's quickly read that one. I know our time is up. I haven't heard the alarm yet. Is this? Okay. All right, okay. Okay, then let's follow rules. Amen. But you can just read, and Lord willing, next week we will continue. Amen. We need to follow. Do we use protocol? No, we use church order. Amen. Let's bow our heads. Our dear Heavenly Father, we thank you this morning. As Lord, you have led us through your word, O God, Father. Your word is truly light, O God. Yeah. And Father, this morning your children have come from the north, south, east, and west, Lord. All because, Father, you have quickened their hearts, Lord, this morning to come to your presence, Lord. And Father, they have come. We have come, Lord, with all reverence, with all humility, Lord. Oh, God, to hear from you the purpose for which, Lord, you called us this morning, O God. So, Lord Jesus, we want to commit all into your hands. Father, as it comes to songs and worship, Lord, we want to commit the song leader and the musicians, the instruments that we use, our voices, Lord. Oh, they are part of the instrument, our hands, Lord. We will just, Father, clap our hands and glorify your name this morning. So, Lord, we want to commit, Lord, the song leader into your hands, that, Father, he leads, the house into a place where, Lord, our hearts will be prepared for the day, the word that, Lord, you have for us, God. And at the same time, Lord, we commit your servant who is still waiting, in your presence, Lord Jesus, that you overshadow him this morning. And Father, bless us, Lord, through his mouth, Lord. Use him as your mouthpiece this morning and speak to your children, O God. We thank you. We bless you. In Jesus' name, Lord, we pray with all thanksgiving. Amen. And God richly bless you.